take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. God is the strength in which I trust. God is the strength in which I trust. If you're trusting in your own strength, if you're trusting in your own strength, you have every reason to be apprehensive, anxious, and fearful if you're trusting in your own strength. What can you predict or control? What is there in your ego that can be counted on? What would give you the ability to be aware of all the facets of any problem? What would give you the ability to resolve any problem in such a way that only good could come of it? What is there in you that gives you the recognition of the right solution and the guarantee that it will be accomplished? Of yourself alone, you can do none of these things. To believe that you can alone is to put your trust where trust is unwarranted. And that would justify fear, anxiety, depression, anger, and sorrow. Who can put their faith in weakness and feel safe? Who can put their faith in strength and feel weak? God is your safety in every circumstance. God is your safety in every circumstance. God's voice speaks for him in all situations and in every aspect of all situations. God's voice tells you exactly what to do, to call upon God's strength and God's protection. There are no exceptions because God has no exceptions. And the voice which speaks for God thinks as the Creator does. Right now, we will try to reach past your own weakness to the source of real strength. Repeat this idea silently to yourself right now. God is the strength in which I trust. And so I want you to spend a minute or two searching for situations in your life which you have invested with fear. In other words, focus on what you normally do. And as each situation comes up that you worry about or concern yourself about, dismiss it by telling yourself, God is the strength in which I trust. Now try to slip past all concerns related to your own sense of inadequacy. Try to slip past all concerns that are related to your own sense of inadequacy. It's obvious that any situation that causes you concern is associated with feelings of inadequacy. Or otherwise, you would believe you could deal with the situation successfully. It is not by trusting your ego self. It is not by trusting your separated self that you will gain confidence. It's not by trusting yourself alone that you will gain the kind of confidence that we're talking about this evening. But the strength of God in you, the strength of love, the strength of your Creator in you is successful in all things. The recognition of your own frailty alone is necessary. It's a necessary step in the correction of your errors to recognize your own frailty. It is a necessary step in the correction of your errors to recognize your own frailty. But recognizing your own frailty is hardly a sufficient step in giving you the confidence that you need. Confidence that you are entitled to. You must also gain an awareness. You must gain an awareness that confidence in your real strength, confidence in your real strength is fully justified in every respect and in all circumstances. Confidence in your real strength, which is God, is justified. Try to reach down into your mind, into a place of safety. Reach down into your mind, into a place of safety. You will recognize that you have reached this place of safety if you feel a deep sense of peace. You will recognize that you have found this place deep within your mind. If you feel a deep sense of peace, however briefly, let go all trivial things. Let go all trivial things that churn and bubble on the surface of your mind. Let go all the trivial things that churn and bubble on the surface of your mind, and reach down below all the things that weary you and churn and bubble on the surface of your mind. Reach below them to the kingdom of heaven, which is the kingdom of joy. There's a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where nothing is impossible. There's a place in you where nothing is impossible. There's a place in you where there is complete peace. There is a place in you where the strength of God abides. There's a place in you where the strength of God abides. Repeat it often. Use this thought as your answer to any disturbance. You have a disturbance.